This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
How's your cell phone service? Some Americans are wrestling with cellular outages. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and other service providers affected. AT&T had more than 50,000 outages this morning in locations including Houston, Atlanta, and Chicago. The latest now on that court ruling in Alabama, the frozen embryos can be considered children. Alabama's largest hospital now pausing in vitro fertilization treatments. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The University of Alabama, Birmingham announced that its UAB Division of Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility has paused the treatments as it evaluates Alabama's Supreme Court decision. The ruling involves wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. The ruling by the all-Republican Alabama Supreme Court prompted a wave of concern about the future of IVF treatments in the state. Patients called clinics to see if scheduled IVF treatments would continue as providers are consulting with attorneys.
Who would Donald Trump choose as a vice presidential running mate if he's the GOP nominee for president? Last night at a town hall in South Carolina, he was asked what he's looking for in a vice presidential candidate, and he gestured toward Republican Senator Tim Scott as he said this.
Always the first quality has to be somebody that you think will be a good president, because if something should happen, you have to have somebody that's going to be a great president. A lot of people are talking about that gentleman right over there.
That town hall hosted by Laura Ingraham for the Fox News Channel. During a fundraiser for his reelection campaign last night, President Biden called Russian President Putin a crazy SOB. A Russian military blogger has died in an apparent suicide after facing a barrage of criticism for revealing heavy losses in Ukraine. This is AP News. The latest on Alzheimer's.
A new study offers a closer look at the domino-like sequence of brain changes that lead to Alzheimer's disease. A large study in China tracked middle-aged and older adults for 20 years. Using regular brain scans, spinal taps, and other tests, people who eventually developed Alzheimer's had higher levels of an Alzheimer's-linked protein in their spinal fluid 18 years prior to diagnosis. Every few years after that, the study detected another so-called biomarker of brewing trouble. Scientists don't know exactly how Alzheimer's forms. An early sign is a sticky protein called beta amyloid, which over time builds up into brain-clogging plaques. It's not enough alone to damage memory, but abnormal tau protein that forms neuron-killing tangles, one of several co-conspirators. Findings have no practical implications yet, but it offers a timeline for how these abnormalities pile up. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.